With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Sneezing, sniffling, watery eyes. As parents, we're always worried about the health of our kids. With symptoms like these, it could just be a cold or...
Allergic rhinitis and allergic conjunctivitis is very common among children and adults. I think estimates of 15 to 20% of the population having significant allergy has been suggested.
And because of the amount of time they spend outdoors, Dr. James Lee says kids may be more exposed to potential allergens, but don't assume. It's important to get a correct diagnosis.
If a child has congestion that's all year round, might be a sinus problem or a nasal polyp problem. If a child has nasal blockage that's more on one side than the other, again, that could be a nasal polyp. It could be a deviated nasal septum.
If allergies are to blame, there are a number of over-the-counter and prescription medications that can help ease symptoms. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.